I've been looking forward to this. This is the story of the making of the movie Lion. Lion started a couple of days ago here in Perth, and Lion stars Dev Patel. You'd know Dev. He's an English actor. He was in Slumdog Millionaire. It also stars two Australian gun actors in Nicole Kidman and David Wenham. And it's about the story of a fella and a family called Saru Briley. And Saru wrote a book called A Long Way Home, and the movie Lion is based on that book. And Saru and his mum, Sue Briley, join me in the studio now. Hello, Saru. Hello, Sue. How are you?
Hey, good,
really
thanks.
Well.
Really nice to see you today. This is a story that was a book that was published a few years ago, Saru, that you wrote yourself, and it's you are, I guess, an Australian bloke now. You wrote the book, and it became this film, and it started screening. It's triggered an enormous reaction, hasn't it? You must be very well. I'll ask you, how do you feel about seeing the story up on the big screen?
Look, I'm just totally amazed because never on heaven on earth did I ever think that something like this would have eventuated. Mm-hmm. You know, all at the end of the day, you know, everything's just expedited so much, you know, from a documentary to a book coming out, and now all of a sudden this amazing, enthralling, captivating movie. So I'm very humble and touched.
Yes. And so I might get you to explain it. It's a story of a young Saru growing up in India, and circumstances leading him to being adopted by an Australian couple, that is you and your family, and then eventually wants to make his way back home to India to find his homeland and to find his family. Is that the best way? How do you describe it to people or explain it to people?
That's a pretty good way to put it, and definitely it's a pretty emotional journey. Mm. So it really does start out showing very clearly what Saru had happening in his life in his early years, and the actor Sunny Pawar is just astounding. It's sort of quite nerve tingling just to watch him.
And it's your story too, isn't it?
Well, it is rather. Mm. Well, it is definitely. But anyway, we're really glad to see how good the film has turned out. Mm-hmm. Seesaw have done a wonderful job, and everyone involved in making the film have been fantastic to us.
Let's have a little bit of a listen to Some of Lion. Have a listen.
I have to find my way back home. How long are you on the train?
A couple of days.
A couple of days.
It would take a lifetime to search all the stations in India.
Do you have any idea what it's like? How every day my real brother screams my name?
I always thought that I could keep this family together. I need you, Saru.
Saru and Sue Briley in the studio with me now here on Afternoons here at 6 PR. Saru, so when you wrote the book, did you write it with a screenplay in mind? Why did you write the book? Why did you tell the story in the first place?
Hey, look, it's an extremely personal story, and we just thought when we were requested, and you know, sort of there was signs of from different sort of publishing companies wanting, could you write a book, a memoir about your life? And I asked my parents, you know, did you want to do this? Because it's, you know, it's sort of disclosing a lot of personal stuff. So we thought, you know, perhaps this would help other people that's been in the same situation as myself. So there's quite a bit of humanitarian side to it. And, you know, for me, it's like if I have a knowledge of what I've done and there may be possibility there are simpler people in the same situation, why not share the knowledge?
Talking to Saru Briley, Saru, your childhood, and just from what I've read, the childhood and the reason you became orphaned and ended up in Australia was traumatic, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, you know, a lot of the things that I went through, the sort of life-threatening situations in Calcutta, it was extremely traumatic, you know, psychologically scarring. Mm. And for me, you know, I would never wish any five-year-old to go through what I did. Mm. And but, you know, some way you just feel sometimes that, you know, this is destiny, and as hard as it is to sort of, you know, take in, it just happened that way.
Mm. So when can you remember, and I would imagine in the making of the film and the writing of the book helps you to be clear about what happened, but can you remember when you first came across Saru?
As in being offered him?
Yes.
As our son?
Mm.
Oh, yes, because it was so exciting. We'd waited an awful long time to get to the situation where we could actually send a file to India to ask for a child.
You were in Australia, in Hobart?
Yeah, yes.
Yep.
So when that finally came about and our file arrived on the desk of Sir Roger Sood, who runs the Indian Society for Sponsorship and Adoption, she'd not long taken Saru from Lilua, which is a rather gruesome home in Calcutta, and moved him to Navajivan, which was one of her care facilities, the New Life Foundling Home. So really, as soon as our file arrived, she was quite surprised to see it, because it said virtually we were asking for a child. We didn't say baby, boy, girl, whatever. And she just thought, wow, I think that dear little Saru is just the one for the Brierleys.
And made his, and from there to Hobart and to Australia and to this life and to this book and to this movie. Saru, can you remember when you were five and when you first saw Sue and the family?
Yeah, look, I just have such vivid images and memory of that particular moment. It's such a pivotal moment. And, you know, coming off the jumbo aeroplane, it was, and going through, you know, the hallway to the VIP area to meet my adoptive parents, it was, you know, it was that moment where I think the bond between mother and son became, you know, so prominent, due to the fact that, you know, I had this block of chocolate, and it was just like melting in my hand, and Mum came over and she gave me this koala bear as a little toy and a present, and wiped the block of chocolate out of my hands, and, you know, Mum and Dad sort of cuddled me, and that was, you know, extremely endearing, and I'd never forget that moment.
I can't wait to see the film. Listeners, I haven't seen the film, but I've read a lot about it, and there's been a lot of press in the last few days about it. You get to be played by Nicole Kidman, Sue. What's that like?
Great. Well, she was, of course, the actor that I really joked at first. I wanted her to play me. So when the script went off to Cannes, to the film festival, she saw it there and said, straight away, I want that role. And in due course, she secured it.
And then you met her, didn't you?
And I've met her a few times now, and she went to an awful lot of effort to find out about me, to connect with me as a person she was going to play in this
incredible
film.
You guys got on
film.
Okay?
We did. She's a fantastic person, beautiful spirit, super intelligent. You know, I just...
What did you have in common with her?
Well, the fact that she's also adopted children, you know, it takes a special woman to raise up another lady's child. You know, there were just so many things, but really mostly that we had the same sort of spirit and attitude. She's a very compassionate woman, very caring, you know, just... I couldn't speak more highly of her.
And Saru, in the movie, the adult Saru gets played by Dev Patel, and our listeners will know him from Slumdog Millionaire and different things, and he's English, but he doesn't do a bad job as an adult Australian Saru, does he?
Oh, look, he's done an amazing job. You know, he told his manager for 8 months, I don't want anything else. I just want to so concentrate on this amazing, profound story, because, you know, the opportunities out there of being a part of something like this is, you know, very far and in between, and very rare that, you know, someone discloses such personal details about themselves, and you know, you get to be part of it. So, but him, he just like rocks, and he just you know, absolutely nails the Australian accent, which is really good. You know?
Yeah, it is. Well, I think we do have a little bit of Dev Patel's Australian accent. This, not all actors around the world carry this off, do they, Sue? Let's have a listen to Dev Patel as an adult Saru.
Every night I imagine that I'm walking those streets home, and I know every single step of the way.
Not bad. Not bad. Sue, who's more handsome out of these two, Dev Patel or Saru?
Oh, my Saru, of course. Dev's close behind. He's another one of my boys now.
it is an amazing story, and I guess It's not a spoiler to give away the ending, because I think it's such a well told story in the Australian media, and people know about the book, I think, from a few years ago. But it's a story, I guess, of wanting to go back and reconnecting with memory as much as anything, isn't it? And with love. And Saru, does it do justice to how the story kind of finished for you when you did go back home?
Yeah, look, it's amazingly told, and you know, kudos to everyone, as well as the actors and actresses. They just portrayed so well. You know, we felt at times that, you know, maybe it'll get diluted. It'll sort of, you know, and sometimes it felt that it's been running away from us, but it certainly hasn't got that at all. We made sure that, you know, when we signed those papers, that it was actually shown in a way that it's true to the story.
Mm.
And it's been given justice, case to the point.
We just heard a little grab in there, Sue Briley, when Saru said, it's apparent he wants to go home, and you talking, I don't know whether it was how it happened, you talking about, well, I wanted to keep this family together. Was that difficult to let him go back to India?
Well, I knew it had to happen, so really there was no option for me in that. Also, I was very keen for him to go back, especially if he found his mother. I wanted her to see how Saru had turned out, how big and strong and healthy he was, how educated. And I was really proud of that. So in the end, it had to be. He had to return and make that journey. Although I did joke to him and say, you be careful, look what happened to you last time you were in India. You got lost on a train.
That's a very Australian thing to think and to say, I think. I just wanted to ask you about the, I'll describe it as a love interest, I suppose, but it's a real life interest. Rooney Mara, she played Lisbeth Salander in the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo movie, so she's well known, and to many. She's also in Social Network. How was your love life portrayed on the big screen?
Hey, that's that's a compression of a couple of girlfriends. So
yep.
I guess they had that sort of creative license there to, you know, spread. I guess, you know, really sort of spread that out, and not sort of concentrate on sort of, you know, a particular person. But
yep.
But yeah, it's and you know, those girls are absolutely drove crazy. So but I think it just portrays really well. You know, when I look at it, I just think, you know, the stages and phases that, you know, I went through, it's you know, something that you just go through anyways.
Mm. The film is called Lion. The book is called A Long Way Home, and the author of the book, Saru Briley, is with me, and Saru's mum, Sue. I can't wait to see it. I sense it might be emotional. Might need a box of tissues. That's the final question, I suppose. How did you feel, to you first, Sue, when you sat down in the cinema and watched the film? How did it affect you, and how did you feel?
Oh, well, we went up as a family to look at the film in the Fox Studios in Sydney, so there was just really, at that point, three of us in the room looking at this film, which was in a longer version than what is being shown now. And it was so real, and in the end we were so overcome we just cried and held on to each other, and I was quite legless. I had to have a glass of water and recover myself. It really was a lot tougher than I expected. You know, I sort of thought I'd really know, well, look, it's just a film, you know, but seeing, you know, all of your life concentrated into 2 hours, it was tough.
Saru, similar experience for you or different?
Look, amazing. You know, I thought when I went in, I thought, you know, it's going to be a great film, and I'd love to see it, and I'd be quite desensitised from, you know, all the sort of crazy things that happened, the life-threatening situations and so on. But when I went in, my body, everything just clenched up, and I was holding on to that seat so tight. Because, you know, this movie is just so powerful that it touches every emotion in the body, and to the extent that you see men even crying. So no matter how, you know, thick-skinned you are, it just
it's a just powerful movie.
Yeah,
well acted, well presented and, yes. And a great story, isn't it? So congratulations to both of you and lovely to talk to you today. Sue Briley, thank you coming to our studios here at 6PR. Sue, really nice to meet you, mate.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
The book turning into the film and to meet the people who are part of it is a great experience for me and for our listeners as well. Thanks so much.
Lovely.